All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with some more Lust Theory Season 2, so let's get started. Oh, hi.
It's weird seeing you this early. Good timing. I need to talk to him about the kiss.
We should talk.
Agreed. Looks like he read my mind.
You move somewhere private, where you can talk more comfortably.
About what happened yesterday, you...
I can't stop thinking about it.
Unsurprisingly, Nicole is left speechless by your sudden revelation.
I keep trying to forget about it, but that kiss hasn't left my mind for a second.
I get what you mean. Fuck, that must have sounded wrong.
So she was thinking about it.
I meant... it's a big violation of college rules.
Doesn't mean it's wrong.
Look, we can't do this. I could lose my job, and that's the least trouble I could get in.
You think I don't know that? I was up all night banging my head against the wall, and my stepmother, technically.
Really? He was worried about me? That's kind of sweet.
Yeah, the picture of stepmother's ass bouncing on my dick. Nice. Still so vivid.
What am I gonna do with you?
Well, I have a few ideas.
What am I gonna do with you?
Hey!
Both you and Nicole turn to see Zoe making her way towards you.
I'll head inside first.
Wait, I still...
We can continue this later.
Saying this, Nicole walks away, your eyes glued to her swaying ass.
Oh, I definitely have to slap that ass. First chance I get.
Hey, what you doing back here?
Just chilling.
Here? Behind a tree?
He was talking to Nicole a second ago.
That was the idea, yeah.
I saw you and Miss Nicole talking just now. What was that about?
Seems like you found a new hobby, stalking. Best to change the subject.
What? How am I...
I'm messing with you, Zoe.
Weirdo. And? What's up with Miss Nit... Hey! What's up with Miss Nit... Hey!
Nope.
Where's it?
Gotta go, I ain't doing this shit again.
Wait!
You run like your ass is on fire. Getting into the building, you enter the classroom and take a seat. Not long after, Nicole comes in and starts the lecture. And about a few minutes in...
I can't stop thinking about what he told me this morning. What does he expect? That I'll just risk my job like it means nothing to me? For some reason, I actually thought of it. Only for a second. Although, he is really sweet.
Nicole secretly sneaks a glance your way. Furthermore, this is not the first time since class started.
Why does she keep doing that? Are Megan and Zoe giving her weird looks again?
She drops the chalk again.
That's the fourth time she dropped it. Isn't that weird? She's being uncommonly clumsy today. Maybe what I told her this morning got to her. At this rate, she's gonna make the girl suspicious.
Once more, she drops the chalk. Before bending over again, Nicole sends a look your way.
Her ass, though. That's why she's dropping the chalk, dumbass. She couldn't be doing that on purpose, could she?
Time flies by, and so does the lecture. Sitting down, Nicole patiently waits for everyone to exit the classroom.
I'll wait until everyone leaves. Doubt she'll talk about what happened between us otherwise.
Finally, Megan and Zoe leave as well, with Zoe giving you the stink eye while they're leaving.
Ellie must have filled her in about the party. Not gonna bother with that for now, I have enough on my plate. Now that we're alone...
You approach Nicole, but she's too far into her phone to notice you standing in front of her. Finally noticing you, Nicole's head snaps up while she quickly hides her phone.
What are you doing? I hope he didn't see anything.
We should continue the talk we had this morning.
What more is there to be said? We agreed to pretend nothing happened. Right? Is he planning on telling someone?
Yeah, okay. Still, why am I getting a feeling you don't want it to end at that?
Excuse me?
Why'd you keep looking at me during class?
To make sure you're paying attention? I'm questioning if the attraction I feel is worth it. Worth me potentially getting fired. Or worse.
You notice Nicole visibly getting nervous.
I'm 100% certain she was texting about me. Probably thinking about me during the lecture, too. I'm gonna mention one of these and see her reaction. Who are you texting?
How is that any of your business?
Seeing how it's about me, it is. A little bluffing goes a long way.
You're making quite the accusations, and frankly, you're being really disrespectful.
The bell starts blaring through the halls, interrupting your discussion.
I have to go. Yeah, not worth it.
Wait, just...
Before you can finish the sentence, Nicole leaves the classroom.
That went well.
Determined to get it right next time, you leave the classroom soon after.
Maybe things would go smoother if I had evidence on what she was texting about. This time I'll stay quiet so she doesn't notice me so soon. Just gotta go to class in the morning again.
Everything goes the same until class ends. Sitting down, Nicole patiently waits for everyone to exit the classroom.
Before I made a mistake letting Nicole know I was standing next to her, definitely not gonna repeat that.
Waiting so Nicole won't notice, you slowly get closer and use the chance to take a peek at her phone.
Damn, she's typing vigorously. She's texting someone called the Biatch? The fuck? Sure, but is finding out more important than keeping your job?
Of course not! But I can't help wondering.
Nikki, this isn't like you. I'm telling you this as your friend. Forget about the big cock guy.
How can I when you keep reminding me why he's on my mind in the first place?
Your bestie will buy you a big-ass dildo. The horse one, if you stop with this shit.
Reading this, Nicole chuckles. However, that is when she notices you and almost has a heart attack. She quickly turns off her phone, barely calming down.
Didn't mean to scare you. It's funny, though.
How long have you been standing there? God, please tell me he didn't see.
Not long. I was right. She's texting about me. My dick, mostly, but it still counts.
Did you... I mean, I wasn't...
Save it. This is why we need to continue our talk.
Beg your pardon? He keeps interrupting me. I don't like your tone, Miss...
I'll talk now.
Disrespectful little sh...
We're attracted to each other.
What the hell? What gave you that idea?
I wonder. Nikki.
He saw. Fuck.
However, your conversation is interrupted by the bell.
Not this fucker again.
Think, Nicole. Get yourself out of this fucking mess. I don't know what you think you saw, but...
Why do you keep denying your feelings?
I don't! Who do you think you are? Coming here, all high and mighty and...
Nicole, please, I just want to understand. It's time for my ultimate weapon. Puppy eyes.
What's with his face? It's weird.
Please? This is embarrassing as fuck. It better work.
Yeah, that's definitely not working. Should I tell him the whole story? No. This isn't worth losing my job.
Suddenly, Nicole gets up to leave.
Wait, meet me in the front yard tonight. Give me a chance, please.
I have to go.
Like before, Nicole leaves the classroom, and not long after, you do the same.
She'll show up. She's just pretending to be soulless. I bet she's a true romantic deep down. Better make sure I get to college around evening in case she comes early.
Upon entering the yard, you look around, trying to find Nicole.
She isn't here yet. Was she here already? Did she leave?
You wait for almost an hour and still no sign of Nicole.
When did it get so cold? I'm freezing. No. Achoo! Not that Nicole would be affected by it since she's a cold-hearted bitch. Granted, she doesn't want to lose her job.
You dust yourself off.
I really wanted to avoid it, but blackmail it is, I guess. What?
Still pissed, you go home and straight to bed. Next morning.
Step 1, get naked. Step 2, run out of the house. Step 3, slam my junk onto whoever's mowing that fucking lawn. I need Nicole freaked out. Making her think I told someone will definitely get the job done. Megan, sorry, I won't make a habit out of using you. It's just for one morning. She should be home, like, every morning.
Talking to Megan a little, the two of you head to college. Soon after, you enter the yard, walking towards the entrance. That's where you see Nicole waiting for you.
For this plan to work, Nicole has to assume I told someone.
You make sure to establish eye contact with Nicole before breaking it and turning to Megan.
Psst.
Huh? What?
You won't believe what happened yesterday.
Megan, the gossiping addict, wastes no time in getting excited.
Tell me. Oops, better tell me later.
Hey there.
Good morning.
Morning, Miss Nicole.
Morning, Megan. Well, we need to discuss your behavior.
Ignoring will make her paranoid for sure. Sounds tempting, but maybe another time.
You keep walking with Megan, not looking back.
Miss Nicole looks scary and worried.
Hey!
Run.
Run?
Run!
She listens and the two of you run inside, almost falling over each other as you do.
What's up? What's up with you and Miss Nicole?
Nothing.
You're lying.
Am not. When Megan bites, she doesn't let go. A little hot when I think more about it.
Oh, definitely. You're definitely lying.
Megan, drop it.
How can I? Something's definitely happening between you and Miss Nicole.
I told you, it's not true.
You did, but you're also a terrible liar.
It's like I'm talking to a wall. Scratch that. The wall has a better chance of actually listening.
Hey, that's rude! But I'll forgive you if you tell me.
What? You won't talk to me anymore if I don't?
Never again.
Should I tell her? Wait, didn't I tell her once before? Oh, right, I did. Better not try that again, it could ruin the whole thing. I'll tell her, but it should be something else. Come closer. Wow. Closer. I had a sex dream about Miss Nicole.
That's the secret? He's lying again.
Told you it was nothing, but you wouldn't let go.
Hi, guys.
Zoe pops out of nowhere and punches you on the shoulder.
Hey, Zoe. Honestly, I'm already used to the punch.
Doesn't make sense. Why did she want to talk to you then?
Beats me. Probably something about class.
Sure.
What are you guys talking about?
I'm trying to get him to fess up.
Fess up? What?
Don't mind her. She's delirious.
Why did we run from her if that's all there is to it?
The dream was really vivid, if you know what I mean.
So? That only proves you're a perv.
Talking to her would make me stiffen up.
What's going on?
That seals it.
Now you know.
Yep, now I do. You're so sexually frustrated that you can't have a normal life.
Can someone fill me in already?
Finally, you and Megan take notice of Zoe, who's hard pouting now.
It's nothing. I'll tell you later.
Yeah, we're gonna be late.
I hate you guys.
Most of class goes by like usual. Until...
Come to the board and finish these reactions.
Okay.
Naturally, you don't know most answers the first time. But after a little repetition, you get them all right.
You never cease to amaze me. Good job.
Thanks. If only she knew how pointless her quizzes are.
Hitting those books hard, huh?
Not really.
Natural talent, then?
Of course. Natural my ass.
Anyway. See me after class, okay?
Everything's going according to plan. Mwah! Ha ha ha! Wow, I even make myself cringe sometimes.
And a while later, classes end.
I just need to wait till everyone leaves. Operation Predator is about to commence.
Suddenly, Megan and Zoe come over and block your view of Nicole.
You coming or what?
Yeah, class ended, like, ages ago.
Nicole. I mean, Miss Nicole is up my ass for some reason. I need it to be the other way around.
We can wait for you.
Let's just go.
Zoe still doesn't know about me inviting Ellie. Just go without me. I'll catch up. Better not risk them meeting.
Okay. He's acting really sus again.
See you later, then.
Megan gives you one last look, trying to figure out what you're up to, before leaving the classroom with Zoe.
Now that we're alone, you wanted to see me?
We need to talk.
Do we?
Yes.
I don't remember doing something wrong.
No, I mean, yes. No one can know about the kiss.
Why?
You must be joking, right?
It was just a kiss.
It's against the rules. This asshole doesn't care.
Who would believe me anyway? It's your word against mine.
I can't let him know he has the upper hand in this. It won't look good on your student record.
Your unfazed face starts bothering Nicole.
So? She should be losing her marbles right about...
Not saying anything, you turn to leave.
Now?
Hey, wait.
Bingo.
You're a good student. You don't want this.
I got plans and I'm gonna be late.
I didn't dismiss you yet.
Well, seeing how it's not class-related...
Stay, please.
Huh, how the tables have turned. Come to the yard later. 9 p.m. sharp.
Why should I? This feels so wrong. I don't see why I was attracted to him in the first place.
To discuss this more in detail? If not, no problem. I don't care.
Is this dimwit for real?
Goodbye, and... Scene!
Without saying another word or waiting for Nicole to answer, you leave the classroom. You enter the college grounds and search for Nicole.
She's gonna come this time, right?
You take your time waiting for Nicole to show up, but she doesn't.
Guess she's a no-show again. Damn it.
Breaking your inner monologue, you hear leaves crunching on your left.
Must be a cat or something.
A dark silhouette appears, silently moving behind a tree.
What the... Nicole?
The silhouette still remains silent.
Nicole?
Shh! Keep your voice down.
I can't see you.
Over here.
You finally notice she's leaning behind a tree, looking around with apparent unease.
Why are you hiding? Didn't you see me?
To make sure you came along.
What? Did she think I'll bring someone? I don't need an audience for what I'm about to do.
Let's go inside.
Shit, I forgot about the building being locked. It's locked.
Good thing I have keys then, right?
Thrilled, you follow Nicole inside and into the classroom.
Let's get this over with, before someone actually sees us.
Where's the rush?
This idiot will be the death of me. It's nice to know you give no fucks about what happened.
Did something happen?
Oh, I want to slap him so bad. In that case, I'll keep this short. We didn't kiss. I mean, you didn't kiss me. Why does it feel like I'm constantly repeating myself?
I did. You even kissed back.
I did not.
Not following. What do you want from me?
We go about our lives like nothing happened, understood? I'll forgive you for your rash actions and forget about everything. I suggest you do the same unless you want to get in trouble.
Why would you do that for me?
As I mentioned, you're a good student and this would go on your record.
And you?
What about me?
Won't you have a hard time too?
Why should I?
Considering you have quite a history with student affairs.
What? No, he's bluffing. There's no fucking way he knows about that. You should try stand-up.
Wait until I go to the dean and tell him my joke. I bet he'll love it.
Bluffing or not, my ass is done if he mentions the kiss to anyone. He's overly confident. I could try crushing it. Never kissed a girl before, so your ego needs to announce it finally touched someone?
No, I don't see the point in hiding that we kissed since it was just a small peck. If we were to do something more extreme...
Are you blackmailing me?
Of course not. Never. I'm just thinking. Let's say there's a more scandalous thing than a mere kiss. I would definitely try harder to keep my mouth shut.
So blackmail?
I'd call it more of a conversation starter.
I can't believe this, little bastard. You changed. He wasn't like this before. Why the change?
See, we're communicating now.
Fucker. What do you want?
You, on your desk.
What was that? You brought someone with you?
Of course not.
Megan, don't! Let go of me!
Suddenly, Megan appears, fuming.
You ditched us so you could nail this bitch?
Megan, stop!
Finally, Zoe appears beside Megan.
Excuse me?
Don't bother.
I'm tired of being pushed around by these fucking...
We should all just calm down.
Everyone, shut the fuck up!
Startled by Nicole's sudden outburst, everyone does actually shut the fuck up.
You two leave the building right now, or so help me God, I will call the police and have them escort you.
You have no right with your situation.
Try me.
Megan, please, let's go. My parents will kill me if they get a call from the police.
Ah, fine. I don't even care.
With that, the girls leave.
I gotta try and salvage what's left. Phew, glad that's handled, right? Now we can go back to...
You.
Huh?
Nicole grabs your balls, pretending it's a stress ball.
Please!
Try this shit again, and I'll boil these with delight. One thing you should remember about me.
Saying this, she clenches her fist harder.
God damn, fuck, this hurts like a motherfucker.
I don't bluff.
The pain makes you fall to the floor, slowly blacking out. Last thing you see is Nicole's shoes, leaving the classroom. Before the room goes completely dark, fainted like you are, time passes quite fast. Next morning.
This is so fucking annoying. Just a few minutes left. Using Megan was instant karma. My balls still remember the fucking grip. Anyway, blackmail proved to be a good choice, but I'll make some changes starting with Meg. Next morning, I'll go to class alone. So we're in Nicole's story, even though I was starting with Zoe's story. Well, Ellie's story. I don't know how we got to Nicole's story, but let's get to Ellie's story.
You run into Nicole in front of the building, just like last time.
Doesn't look like it's gonna let me.
Hey!
Putting the plan in action. Remember, you have to be ruthless, Grim. I don't hear nothing, I don't see nothing.
Hey!
I'm just strolling, not giving a fuck.
You feel her hand on your shoulder.
Stop!
Oh? Sorry, I didn't notice you. The Oscar goes to...
Yeah, right. You're here early.
I had some stuff to do, to get you riled up.
This early in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay then, anyway. Listen, we need to talk.
I'd love to, but I can't.
You continue walking, but get stopped again.
This is important. We really need to talk.
Sounds big.
It is.
No thanks, I'm busy.
However, Nicole doesn't let you go this time.
Whatever you need to do can wait. This is more important.
Operation Carpe Natum won't work if I talk to her. What's the dean doing here so early?
What?
Using this opportunity, you bolt the scene.
Hey!
I can't believe she fell for that.
Without wasting time, you make your way into the classroom.
Hey, handsome. You're super early. What gives?
I wanted to get on Miss Nicole's good side for a change. She's been a pain in the neck lately.
Yeah, I noticed. She's scary.
Don't worry, I'll protect you from the raging dragon.
So you're my knight in shining armor?
More like a horse.
The three of you burst out laughing.
Oh, here comes the dragon!
Good morning. The class is starting, so take your seats. Why was that idiot running from me?
For the most part, the lecture keeps going smoothly.
Nicole isn't looking paranoid enough. Let's fix that, shall we?
You make a note for Zoe saying, I have to tell you something after class. Wait for me. Also, you make another one for Nicole. Meet me here at 9 p.m.
I have to pass it to Zoe while Nicole's looking. Zoe!
What?
Just to make sure, you look back at the notes.
Here.
Successfully, you pass the note to Zoe.
What do you think you're doing in my class?
Nicole takes the note you gave to Zoe, reading it out loud to embarrass you.
Isn't she gonna read it out?
This better not happen again.
Zoe looks at you, a question mark floating above her head. Not wanting to let her in on it, you shrug and wait for the class to end. Finally, after some time, the lesson finishes.
Coming?
Yeah, let me just...
You. We need to talk about... your grades. If you could stay behind, please.
Good timing.
Oh, I'll wait outside then.
Let's go already. We gotta start getting ready for the party.
Calm your horses.
With this, Zoe and Megan exit the room, leaving you and Nicole alone.
You wanted to see me?
Who else did you tell about yesterday?
I don't follow.
What was that note about?
That's private. Okay, so that's where we're gonna end it for right now. Yeah, guys, like I said, this is a long one. It doesn't make no sense to speed through it. It's gonna take us a while. So at any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more Lust Theory Season 2. Stay tuned.